This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl Ryder's in for Andy today. And Dano's on my right, and Meredith's behind the glass, taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. We've been chatting about the Colorado day and just kind of where the Browns are sitting right now with the draft less than 3 weeks away. When is it, Daryl? 3 weeks from yesterday is the first round, correct?
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't either. And then, you're going to draw that baby out.
I wish today was day two, to be honest with you.
You know, one thing I think that's really interesting here, and it hasn't been talked about too much, it's to use the cliche, the catbird seat. And I don't like using cliches, but the 33rd pick in the draft is usually a really good spot to be in.
It's as good as a first-round pick.
Well, it is, and it also, teams might sit back and think, wait a minute, this guy is still on the board, and he made it through, and we want him. The Browns could get some really intriguing offers for that 33rd pick. And that's, you know, we haven't talked about trading that one as much as we've talked about trading out of two. You might be able to pick up a little bit.
If somebody wanted that 33rd pick. I've been talking about using the 33rd pick to go back into the... I am convinced, Jeff...
They're not picking at 33?
Yes. Not only are they not picking at 33, but they are going to come out of this with two first-round picks this year. They haven't had one in three years.
Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel?
God, I hope not. I hope Andrew Berry does a little better than Sashi Brown. Or no, that was Ray Farmer.
That was Ray, wasn't
that was,
it?
That was Ray Farmer.
And then they duplicated it later...
And then they
smaller
went from Ray Farmer to Sashi Brown.
Yeah, it worked better with Baker and Denzel. That it did. Tom's in Solon. Hey, Tom.
How are you guys?
We are well, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, I got to imagine, just from a logistics standpoint, why do you go back and want, not you guys, you guys are doing a great job, players that haven't made you successful in the past? I know you got to fill spaces. And you've got to be ready to play. But the guys that have been mentioned, like by Nate Segura, most of those guys, except Chubb, hadn't been good enough to get you over the top. So wouldn't you want to look around and find somebody else that might be good enough?
I kind of like that idea. I think maybe they've done that. They did add some talent on the offensive line, Tom, and some big guys that with some versatility. I was a little surprised to hear Nathan say Jedrick Wills as well. I know Daryl was. I don't think Jed's coming back here because I think they actually already covered themselves on the offensive line.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just want to enjoy football season. That's all, right?
That's not setting the bar too high, is it?
No, it's like
I don't think so either.
Basketball season right now, boy, it is just super fun and can't miss, and that's the way it should be.
Tom, I like it. Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate that. I do think, Daryl, that the additions they made on the offensive line, I think they have plenty of guys there. I would be stunned if they don't draft at least one offensive lineman because I think teams always should. just continue to bring in some young guys and see what you can develop. But yeah, with Posick and Whipler coming back at the center spot, and you hope Whipler is okay and good to go, you've got your centers, and then you have some versatility with Betonio, Tevin Jenkins, the guy that they brought in from Chicago. Big guy, 6'6", 321, has played some tackle. I think he gives you some versatility there. And then with Wyatt Teller and Zach Zinter, you got four guards right there. Just right off the bat, I think that's a really nice group. And then at tackle, well, you got some work to do. Cornelius Lucas, I think, could be really interesting, but he's kicked around. He's not a long-term solution.
Swing tackle.
Yeah. DeJuan Jones, do you think he's your guy?
Well, I mean, he's got to get healthy first.
I know. Do you think he's your guy?
He has the talent to be the guy, but I don't know. And that's a problem.
That's fair. On the other side, you have Conklin. Jack's good to go if he's healthy.
Yeah, if he's healthy. It's been a problem.
It has been a problem.
When he's healthy, he's one of the best in the game. Unfortunately, the injury bug has found him in recent seasons.
I would agree with that. Let me bring up something completely out of the blue for you. You ready?
Okay.
I didn't hit you with this one earlier. We know all the stuff going on with the Brown Stadium situation here. And by the way, you've been all over it. You've done an outstanding job. And if you want to follow all Daryl's work on that, just go to our website, listen to our shows. Daryl's been terrific on it.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Bengals made noise, and remember, they're going after some of the same public dollars the Browns are going after.
Yeah, right? They're a little late to the party. They didn't get in on this
a little
tranche.
Bit, huh?
Yeah, they
a little, little bit.
Yeah, the they really did not line it up correctly like the Browns did, and
which, if you know the Bengals, that might not surprise people.
It's the least surprising thing in the world. There is a major problem brewing in this state when it comes to finding ways to fund these stadium projects. The Progressive Field overhaul, which I'm going to go see this afternoon, it's almost wrapped up. Everyone complaining about the green seats that remain. Relax. They'll be gone next year.
I loved the green seats.
They had to do this thing in phases. That concrete was in pretty bad shape, and it's really hard to repair and seal concrete when it's below freezing all the time in the wintertime. So they have to do this thing in phases. But I'm expecting the completed renovations to be just beyond beautiful, to modernize that ballpark. The problem is that at some point, it's going to need another couple hundred million dollars in work. The arena is going to need a couple hundred million dollars in work, even though it just got...
I was going to say, it just got a really nice...
The Reds, the Bengals, the Columbus Blue Jackets, you have all these teams that these projects are in the hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars. And, you know, what I think about how this stuff should be paid for is immaterial. The business of pro sports is what it is, and public dollars get involved. I thought the governor came up with a rather reasonable way to create a fund without having to mess with bonds and dip it into the general fund like they've had to do for stadium projects, and they have blown that out of the water right now. They're going to do bonds for the Browns. At some point, the Bengals are going to, you know, want bonds. But the fact that they came out and said, well, you know, we don't have to play in Cincinnati beyond 2025.
And boy, wasn't that kind of...
It's an attention grabber.
It sure was.
They don't have a practice facility really down there, right? So they not like
the Browns do.
They acquired land to be able to do that now. They want to do that right next to their stadium. You know, they're pitching that, hey, we can bring in more events if we overhaul our stadium, $1.2 billion and all that. But they've got to find a way to fund this stuff. I've had people tell me that Gateway is in some pretty bad shape right now with the ballpark and the arena when it comes to funds.
As far as being tapped out from all the recent renovations.
Yeah, the syntax is not enough to cover these expenditures.
People aren't sending enough.
Cleveland and Cuyahoga County just gave them Dan, $20 million each.
Again, Dan gives me a chuckle. You give me nothing, but I'm serious and I'm going. I just got a non-audible chuckle from Daryl. You got to lighten up, man. We have fun here on the show.
I know.
He's cooking, man.
He was cooking.
He's cooking.
Trying to throw me off my game here.
Germans? He's on a roll.
I appreciate a good Animal House reference. I'm the guy. I'm Bluto running down the stairs, smashing the guitar everywhere.
You know what? I've always wondered.
You made fun of Tyler Shuck for 7 years of college. Again, U.S. Senator.
Hey, you know what?
U.S. Senator.
It's not a bad point. I keep wondering how long municipalities, and not just ours, but all around the country, are going to just say, "Yeah, we'll provide you with a home." Because I would think at some point, some of these towns are just going to say, hey, you know what? Thanks. We would love to have pro sports, but that's too big of a ticket for us.
Well, Oakland did it.
Yeah.
And lost all their teams.
Yeah, I know. Do you think Oakland cares? Maybe. See, that's my point is I wonder.
We're one of the unique markets. We're one of the smallest markets to have three pro franchises.
Well, to have... I think we are the smallest market to have baseball, basketball, and football.
But I'm including to have three pro league franchises. We're the smallest market, and it's getting, you know, it costs more to go to all these games. Parking is just beyond stupid expensive now.
It's ridiculous.
You know, when I hit the lottery, first thing I'm doing is buying some parking lots, just print money. Because that's what they're doing.
True.
But it's unbelievably expensive to maintain these facilities. It's gone from these municipalities footing the bill for 100%, Jeff. Now the new model, it's down to 50-50. But the revenues, especially for the NFL, are through the roof.
Yeah.
At what point do you just say, hey, you know what?
Good
billionaires,
luck to you.
You have the money. You should do this on your own. Then you can charge whatever you want to get through the door.
And the way the NFL is operating, Daryl, I could see the NFL going to smaller markets, drawing like crazy, and their television product gets ratings like it always would.
It's almost a better experience to watch on television.
I think it is. I think it's phenomenal. Brian Anderson used to pitch for the Indians. He now works for the Rays, and he's one of the great color analysts in the game. And he's a regular guest on our show because he's our buddy. If he answers his phone, he'll be with us at noon. That's 5 minutes away right here on The Fan.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.